1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. Paul was aware of prophecies that had been made concerning Timothy, and he encouraged Timothy to pray and live his life according to those prophecies, and he told him to wage a good warfare by those prophecies. He actually considered them a commission or a charge. That was a strong instruction that this is how he was supposed to live his life. So as Christians, we must learn to pray God's word. Pray God's word into reality. The life of the Christian must be built around the word of God and prayer. And our prayer should not just be the expression of our desires and our intentions and our wishes. Our prayer should be seeking that God's will be manifested in our lives. Many times when we pray, we just talk about what we want and we never think about what God wants. Now, what Paul is telling Timothy is don't just pray according to what you want. Pray according to what God wants for you, what God has in store for you, God's will for your life. That is what the prophecy is supposed to be. It is God's will for your life. The Lord Jesus Christ lived his life in the light of God's word. And when you read the Gospels, you just see that every step he took was in line with prophecy, with the word of God, what had been written in the scriptures. And he was very conscious to live his life that way. Now, although the Gospels do not tell us much about the content of Jesus' prayer life, we know that he prayed a lot. Now, what was Jesus praying for? How did Jesus pray? We don't know everything about how he prayed, but there are two instances that give us some light into Jesus' prayer life. One is the prayer he taught his disciples. And he said, when you pray, pray, Father who art in heaven, and hear the first request, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus taught us, and obviously that was how he prayed, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then in the Garden of Gethsemane, we hear Jesus pray, and he prays something similar. Father, not my will, but your will be done. So we just see from these narratives that Jesus' prayer was not about his wishes coming true, but God's will coming true. And that is what praying prophecy is all about. God has given us his will in his word. When we read the Bible, we see the will of God. And then sometimes through a gift of prophecy, God can tell us what his will and his wish is for us. And when we know that, either through the scriptures or through a prophetic word, our prayer therefore becomes based on the prophecy or on the written word of God concerning us. And that's what Paul is telling us in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Pray according to the prophecies that have gone ahead of you. Now, somebody says, well, but no prophecy has been spoken concerning my life. That's fine, because a prophecy does not create the will of God. It only reveals the will of God. And the will of God, whether revealed or not revealed, is still the will of God. So if you don't know the will of God, just pray, Father, let your will be done in my life on earth as it is in heaven. Let your divine purposes be seen in my life. What you have written concerning me be manifested. And if you pray that prayer constantly, you are praying prophecy, you're praying the word into manifestation. And that is the charge that Paul gave to Timothy, and that is the charge that God gives to you today. Pray according to the word of God concerning you. Let's pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I accept your word concerning me. By your word, I overcome every adversity in my life, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes, you are an overcomer because God says so, not because you want to be, but because he has already said you are. I am Pastor Mesa Otabil. Shalom, peace, and life to you.